Stefan Rembel. You might not know that name off the top of your head, but if you're a moviegoer, there's a good chance you'll recognize his sound.
Parlez-vous, do you speak English? The Hotel Bristol?
The so French guitar heard throughout Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris is the work of Parisian-born Stefan Rembel. He has a new album called Origins, and he's currently on a U.S. tour. And he kindly stopped by to see us here in NPR Studio 4A. Stefan, welcome to our program.
Hi.
So one thing that caught me from your biography is that you learned this craft, your guitar playing, from gypsies in the French countryside when you were growing up?
Yeah, I spent like 6-7 years going like a few times a week to a gypsy camp near Paris. But yeah, we would go and arrive in the morning. The kids would surrender the car and be like, "Hey, Stefan, how you doing?" And then we would go next to the trailers and they would have chairs for us. Would sit down and start playing, and would play until nighttime, nonstop. You know, music for the gypsies is a question of life and death. It's a way to communicate with the world. It's a way to be one with the universe. It's not like I sit and I have fun or I have no fun. There's no concept like that. Music is vital. It's like eating.
I want to dig a little deeper because I don't think I realized that music was so vitally important to gypsy communities. Why is that?
I have no idea. They're just what they are, you know. Like if you go to Cuba, dancing and playing music and chanting is natural for people. They just do it, you know. Same thing in Ireland. There are countries like that where music takes such a vital place in the everyday life. I mean, when you listen to flamenco and you see the complexity of the guitar playing, you're wondering, like, how can you invent such a thing with complex rhythms and complex singing and complex guitar playing? And the same thing with Django's music, you know. It really takes a higher state of mind to, like, come up with, like, this way of manipulating the instrument.
And you said Django. It's Django Reinhardt who really took this gypsy music and made it famous in the early 20th century.
No, it invented, like, the gypsies play Django Reinhardt style. That's the only name I can find for it is Django's music, you know. Because you learn from Django, so you learn Django's music.
And what makes it so special, I guess, and what drew you to it so passionately?
So I listened to my first Django record as a musician when I was 19 or 20, something like that. And I thought it was completely magic. I heard notes that I never heard before. There was like a complete different hidden language. And this is their way of communicating. It's a very subtle way, in a very poetic way, and a very spiritual way to communicate with each other, with music.
You know, you speak about getting away from the words and going off into somewhere else like the universe. That's a perfect moment for me to ask you about one of the songs on your new album, which is Voyager?
Yeah, Voyager is... It's a song I composed for Carl Sagan.
Who, of course, launched the spacecraft in the Voyager in 1977.
Yeah. So I composed that song for him with that image of Voyager crossing the universe right now.
Well, you have your guitar with us. Is there a way to talk me through a few notes of that song and then we can hear a little bit of the final product?
Yeah. The way I composed it, so I had this image of the spacecraft and I came up with like a riff in like a beat that is in 6/8, which usually is used in African music. And that I really like, so the beat is like that. So I had that beat in mind, and I had that piece of melody. Really see it like a science fiction movie. Like it's like a long melody, but it has to me like this color, you know, of the computers with those big lights and stuff in like Star Trek.
It sounds like when you got to New York City, I guess about a decade ago, you were doing a lot of roaming, trying to find places to play. What was that like, and how did you succeed?
Well, I was like, okay, to hit New York, I'm going to go back to my basics.
Mm-hmm.
I have that craft of Django Reinhardt that no one has in the U.S., so I got to play with that. And I'm French, so I have to hit the French community. Went to New York, I was crashing at a friend's place. I went on her computer, and I did a list of all the French restaurants in New York. And I called them one by one.
Just cold calling them, saying, hi, I'm Stefan, and I'm looking to see if you play live music in this.
Yeah, not even. I was like, hi, do you have live music? They were saying, no, or yes. You know, they would say yes. I said, okay, who's the manager? And then I would go with my rhythm player. So we did like a few, and we got hired in all of them right away.
Wow. You're giving hope to, I'm sure, tons and tons of people out there listening who are in their younger years and are like, I want to go to New York and try a music career. I can just cold call bars. They're saying, this guy did it. I can do it now.
Yeah, to me, what was very important was to not have a job. I never had a job. Instead of going to a restaurant and work 8 hours and then go and try to find a gig, then I understood that if you want to make a living as a musician, you got to make a living as a musician.
I guess you have to have a little bit money to get started, or else you have to take one of those serving jobs at a restaurant to keep yourself
going. I don't know.
Going.
When I arrived in New York, I had $300 in my pocket and nothing. I went there and I was like, I'm gonna climb up that mountain. I'm going to conquer New York.
Woody Allen, your music has now been in 2 Woody Allen movies. What is the marriage between you and Woody Allen? Why is your music so perfect for his films?
It's very funny because when I landed in Boston, the next day, the first thing I did was try to go on Yahoo Groups and trying to see how I could contact Woody Allen.
Really? You got here and you were determined?
Oh, yeah. That was my first mission because I was a big Woody Allen fan. And I was a big fan of the music also that he put in his movies. And I knew that my way of composing and the playing, it would fit perfectly. But there was no way I could reach him, you know. So years got by, and one of my CDs ended up in his roster of songs. And he chose one of my songs for Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
A little bit more about the guitar and kind of the sound that you create.
So there is something very important that I learned with the gypsy technique. It's actually very close to like classical technique on piano. Like the strings are resonating sympathetically. And usually when I heard other guitar players and when I learned to play, you use a technique that muffles the strings because it has actually a refusal of that sympathetic resonation. So for example, if I do that and I muffle the strings, or like... And now with the gypsy technique, I don't muffle the strings and I'm going to let the guitar resonate with it. I don't know if we can hear it on the radio, but... So when I do that, it's actually this note that sustains and go into this one. So you get like... all these notes like mushing together and you get that sense of reverberation, or like you can create a tension.
You're almost allowing one note to still be standing there as the next one comes in a way.
Exactly.
It sounds like.
You don't really think about it. When I do that, I don't think, okay, A, B, and this one. No, it's not like that. You just do it and you just let your mind go. You can hear the guitar going, you know, so it's like a way to be in communion with the guitar.
Well, I want you to do me one favor. Think of a song on the new album, Origins, that you sort of want us to finish with, and I'll let you play the first, you know, few notes or whatever you'd be up for playing, and then we'll hear the finished product. But first, I'll say to Stefan Rembel, thank you so much for stopping in. This has been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to play a few notes from my composition, Tsunami.
Okay.
It's inspired by actually the disaster that happened last year in Japan. I had my guitar in my hands, and I came up with a series of chords and a melody like right away. And that song was born in a few minutes.
All right. Well, Stefan Rimbaud, thank you, and take it away.
Thank you.
And before we end this hour, we'd like to tell you that the person who normally hosts this program, my friend Rachel Martin, has a new member in her family. Join all of us in saying hello to newborn Wyatt. He's a healthy little bundle of joy, weighing in at 7 pounds, 13 ounces. So heartfelt congratulations to Wyatt, to his mom, Rachel Martin, and dad, Luke. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. Thank you.